Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellisord, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The number of coronavirus cases and deaths continues to rise on both sides of the river. In Illinois, nearly 4,000 new cases of coronavirus have been reported since Friday, with 215 additional deaths. Missouri health officials reported 524 new cases since Friday. 10 new deaths were reported in St. Louis City on Monday alone. Washington University will furlough 1,300 employees. A spokesperson explained the workers might not get paid for up to 90 days. It looks like most of those workers are non-clinical staff from the medical campus. Officials are looking at the budget for the Danforth campus. They will let employees there know their status by the end of April. The university says there will be a hiring freeze. A homicide overnight in East St. Louis. A woman was shot and killed on South 29th Street at Converser Avenue. Evidence technicians found several shell casings at the scene. Illinois State Police have joined East St. Louis Police in the investigation. No word on a motive or suspects has been released at this time. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, today will bring sunshine from start to finish with temperatures warming well into the 60s. After a quiet night tonight, then a new storm system will approach Wednesday with increasing clouds. Rain will develop by Wednesday evening with a steady rain through Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Temperatures Wednesday will warm into the mid-60s, but only reach the low 60s by Thursday. Another round of wet weather is on tap for Friday into Friday night.